In Dili, Asia's youngest country welcomes its new president. 72-year-old José Ramos Horta is a familiar face for most in East Timor, also known as Timor-Leste. It's the second time he's held the presidency. The country gained independence 20 years ago after more than two decades of occupation by Indonesia. It's often struggled with periods of political instability. Ramos Horta has pledged to help resolve the tensions between rival factions.
To all parties, both inside and outside parliament, I will continue to have dialogue with everyone.
The country is free.
President Ramos Horta played a major role in East Timor's fight for independence from Indonesia and has been an important political figure ever since. After securing a landslide win in elections in April, he says he will focus on strengthening regional ties.
Our relations with the Republic of Indonesia, Australia, New Zealand, and the Southeast Asian countries geographically close to Timor-Leste must be at the top of our national agenda.
East Timor is the only country in Southeast Asia that's not part of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN. Indonesia has pledged to support Ramos Horta's goal of becoming a member.
We try our best to convince other ASEAN members on the importance of Timor-Leste become part of ASEAN. So we will continue to convince other members.
East Timor is one of the poorest countries in Asia. About 40% of its population live below the poverty line.
Everyone has high hopes that with President Ramos Horta's connections, we can have cooperation with other countries to develop Timor-Leste.
About 70% of people in East Timor are under 30 years old. It's a young country with a young population. And while people haven't forgotten its troubled past, many are hoping for a better future. Jessica Washington, Al Jazeera.